more, you know, I've expressed a little concern about wanting a committee that, you know, works well together, like we had last year, and our chair has assured me that if there are any people who get on our committee but are just disruptive and not really, you know, wanting to work on the project or the budget, you know, that I can just let her know and, you know, she would do something to remove them from the committee. That's, and that may sound funny, but I mean, what we see as the biggest issue is that there are people who have other agendas and want to come to the committee meeting just to raise those things and not work on what we have to work on. But anyway, so it's, but that's basically all we've got right now. So we have a small committee, but it, so far it works effectively.
Okay, so I think we've pretty much rounded the horn.
By the way, I should say one thing. Our business manager is automatically a member of our finance committee.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we've pretty much rounded the horn in terms of how all the other stations do it, because we already heard from Los Angeles. So, Paul, is that helpful to you?
I guess so, to some degree. We'll just see what we do
Bill.
Tomorrow night.
Hello?
Okay, well, let's go back to the stack. We have Campbell and Bill.
Yes, I've been getting these calls in the interim. I'm sorry to have missed. There have been some difficulties. I haven't found any in regard to when I was chairing finance committee at WPFW. And it was, in fact, my desire to have as many people involved and engaged as possible so that there would be a greater understanding. I have a very great concern about what has taken place in some of the times when an effort has been made to have executive sessions in finance committee, which I, you know, don't think really met the criteria of our bylaws. And I was, in terms of the overall success of it, of the committee last year, I have a real problem when the board is asked to vote on a budget and we don't have actuals to compare against the budgeted items, budgeted projections. And that's, you know, an outcome, and I think that there's a lot of momentum towards just moving things forward and moving them forward and enacting things without necessarily looking very closely at them. But, you know, that I think is problematic for Pacifica as a whole, and we're reaping some of those harvests now.
Okay. What, yeah.
Well,
this is Ken to the stack. I the point.
Okay,
is
Ken, you're not next. Bill,
yeah, sorry.
Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just to add a little bit, we have some written standing rules that has a lot of things in it, including who can be on committees. And if you're interested, I can send you a link to that. It's on the KPFD website. But as Jim mentioned, and similar to what Tracy, I believe, and Barbara mentioned at KPFA, membership is limited on the Budget and Finance Committee to only LSB members, although the meetings are open. We, you know, I don't want to try to remember having a closed session, but maybe of that committee, because maybe it's just because we haven't discussed any private things. But I would like to get that reference that R. Paul mentioned about the policy that PNB voted on several years ago about who gets to look at salaries, because that question comes up every once in a while. And I just don't know. I didn't know when that was passed. I knew there was some policy, but I didn't know what it was. But to get back to the specifics of like what Orpal was concerned about at WPFW, I mean at WAII, I think it's really inappropriate to have non-LSB members in a executive session if it's been convened for the right reasons. If you're talking about contracts or anything that's not appropriate for an open session, then I don't think LSB members should be in there at all, whether they can vote or not, unless perhaps the LSB has voted to authorize certain specific people and they've signed a confidentiality agreement, because they don't have a fiduciary duty to the station if they're not an LSB member, and you could get yourselves into legal trouble by divulging confidential information to somebody who's not really authorized to have it. So I don't think they should be in there unless you get a legal opinion that says you can.
Okay. Ken, you're next. Ken?
Yes, thank you. I just had a point. I couldn't really follow what the gist of what Campbell was saying. I wondered if he could summarize it a little bit clearer.
Okay, Campbell, that sounds like an invitation to you.
Okay, just... I didn't know if I was muted again. What I was saying was that when we did our budget, and we're going to have to vote on it again tomorrow because it was voted on in executive session in August. And also, when we did that budget, what we were given was the projections from last year as compared to the projections for the current fiscal year. And that is, you know, it's a bylaws violation. It's a violation in terms of what makes sense. But this is, you know, the kind of thing that came out of our finance committee. And the main project for the finance committee is the budget and getting budget approval. And I just had a real problem with that. And, you know, that's, and I was given some rationales that I really didn't feel were viable in terms of why things were going to be that way and the benefit of it.
Okay, thanks, Campbell. Ken, do you have a comment, or did you just want to hear that?
No, I mean, I don't want to beat things about it. I really recommend the implementation of the KPFK policy for LSB committees. So unless you can't get anybody to show up, you don't have to have rules. But if you have too many people showing up and you feel that you're not getting representative committees, that those rules have been very functional in maintaining some degree of order and diversity on our committee. Not completely,
okay.
But
okay. Well, this
help.
Okay. Well, this is Tracy for the SAC. If no one else wants to jump in, I'll just give 50 cents. I think there are two issues with the BAI motion that our Paul is putting forward. I think the first is the question of, you know, the makeup of the budget committee for open session. And I think to some degree that's a local decision. People do it differently. Some people say LSB members only. Some people say some members of the public, as long as they don't overwhelm the LSB members on the committee. And I think that's a decision for you guys to make. Speaking for myself in terms of being a voting member on a budget committee, what I knew about KPFA's budget after attending three meetings or attending, you know, 3 months of involvement with the organization was nothing. And I'm not sure that at that early level of involvement, becoming a voting member of a budget committee, I would have made reasonable decisions at all. I would like to think that people voting on a budget committee have a little higher bar to meet in terms of familiarity with the organization and how it works than attending three straight meetings. But that's just an opinion. In terms of open session, I think there are closed session. I think there are very specific problems with having people in closed sessions who are not on the board, in all honesty. And certainly voting in closed session as a non-member of the board is a legal minefield, as people have said. So it may be that you have to draw a line between the protocol for open session, which you can argue about, and the protocol for closed session, which I think has to have pretty specific parameters. Anyway, that's my 2 cents for what it's worth. Does anybody else want to get in some closing thoughts on this, or have we pretty much covered it? Okay, cool. Well, then I think we have arrived at the end of the meeting. We will meet again on May.
Wait. Tracy, I'm sorry. I have a question or a comment. Barbara, about your web issues, I would recommend that whoever is somebody, a point person, call the webmasters at the other stations. I I showed your stuff to our web person, and he thought they were just kind of not realistic.
You mean the report you showed to them, or the...
The suggestions for the web stuff.
Okay.
So I would recommend whoever is really the point person for this, talk to the other webmasters at the other stations to see what they're doing.
I should follow up with something that I had a discussion after this meeting. Our business manager, as I said, came in late. She wasn't really supposed to be there for the whole thing. Anyway, she came in after we'd had this major discussion, and she let me know that there is a lot of work being done already by our chief engineer and a consultant who's been with the station for quite a while, and that the items that he put up for to be included in the budget were not at all representative of what's happening. So there's a great deal more that's apparently already in the works for improving the website, which the people in this meeting weren't aware of. But that's a good idea for to encourage, you know, talking at the other stations together.
Yeah, because everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, is kind of reinventing the wheel at each station.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Kim.
Okay, any other parting shots?
Yes, I have one. This is Bruce.
Go for it.
Okay, listen, and look, I'm sorry I have to say this, but, you know, I'm the treasurer of our LSB at our station, and I realize that this committee is made up of both treasurers and PMB directors, but I take offense when a PMB director uses their position, you know, to attack, I'll say me as a treasurer at this committee, because we come here to do a particular thing, and I don't think I should be open to those kind of attacks. And I got to tell you that, you know, the remarks that Campbell made about our finance committee and what we did, you know, I feel we're not correct. And in fact, I feel some of the things he said were, you know, just absolutely without foundation. And you know, I don't think that that's the kind of thing that should take place at this committee. We should be working together and not using it as a platform for
remarks like that. Yeah, this is crazy. I'm going
to personal
Campbell, let me finish my point, and then I will call on you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, as the chair, that revisiting the work of previous years was off point and somewhat out of order, and perhaps I should have stopped it before it continued. I felt that we try to keep a fairly open structure here in terms of people expressing their opinions, so I did not interrupt. But that said, I agree with Bruce that it was not particularly constructive in terms of moving forward together as a committee. And I will allow Campbell his point of personal privilege.
Yes, my point is this, that Bruce's what I had stated is absolutely true and factual, and the evidence still exists to prove it. The point in terms of comments about, you know, whether we're moving forward in a collaborative, cooperative kind of fashion and whatnot, Bruce had undertaken for himself before my in writing to the LSB to spend 5 pages maligning me because I did not vote for the last budget that was done in this fashion, and also that I would not vote for it on the PNB. And, you know, to now maybe present himself as though he is totally without any faults or something like that and as an honest broker, that's a problem. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Well, this is what I'm going to say. If we could keep our comments on point to what is happening right now, this year, I think the better off we will be as a group and as a committee. And other than that, I'm just going to leave it as you two both having said what you had to say. Is that okay?
Fine, Bobby.
Can we sort of let this go? Bruce, are you okay?
Yeah, I said what I wanted to say.
Okay. All right, so we will meet again on the 24th of May, 2 weeks from tonight. KPFK and WBAI will give their six-month budget reviews and whatever else ensues between now and then.
I hope, I hope that KPFA will have a more complete budget thing to present.
Okay, we will try to schedule some time so that if there's the other half of the KPFA summary, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll allocate some time for that, and you can use it or not as you wish. Okay, so I think that's pretty much it. Bruce and Campbell, I will contact you offline and see if we can get together in some form or fashion before Friday. And I think that will do it. So I will make a motion to adjourn. Any objections?
Not objection.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Do good lobbying.
Yes.
Good luck on the lobbying, Tracy.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.